guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I'm in the office today with the beautiful Shawn Love.
Hi.
Actress and extraordinary woman, and Dr. Brittany Hicks, who specializes in concierge medicine. And we're just chatting. These two have been in quarantine together, and it's time to get that out of quarantine look, right?
Yeah.
So, Brittany, we were chatting about, is quarantine really over? And sadly, we see that the CDC is reporting a spike of cases.
Absolutely. They opened up too soon, and people aren't taking it as seriously as they should. The masks that people are wearing aren't necessarily droplet proof. So if you just have on a regular face shield that you can get at a normal grocery store instead of an N95 or a KN95, you really aren't protected as much. So that's why when you're going out in public, if you can get the actual N95 or KN95, you'll be more protected than if you have on a scarf or a regular face shield, and that lessens your chance of contracting if someone around you has it.
That's so true. And you two have been quarantining together, so that's why they're not wearing masks.
Yeah.
And I'm in a room with high-efficiency particulate filter and a face shield, so our air is recirculated quite rapidly, and these two are lovely. we were just saying, like, more than 20 states have reported spikes in cases, so I want everyone out there to still take this seriously, but it's lovely to see people again in person, isn't it?
It is. I went to two restaurants, and they're social distancing in my favorite area in Beverly Hills. I went to Santa Barbara. It's like nothing's going on up there. We went to ride horses up there. So a lot of people are taking it seriously. Some are not. But, you know, with all the stuff that's going on with COVID, and then you have the thing with George Floyd, and people, you know, they were bored in the house. So once all this stuff is going on, it's just like chaos. So no one, it's stressful everywhere. So it's tension in any situation. So I just want to tell everybody, just love each other and don't shake hands. Do the elbow.
Do the chicken wing.
Do that. Be like, what? Give me that. Yeah. But she and I, we've been quarantining together. We wear our mask, of course, but I'm about to get some injections and make myself look beautiful as always. And a lot of people, like I said this morning, someone was saying, hey, why are you getting things done to your face? I said, the reason I'm getting it done is because I've been getting it done, and it's prevented me from looking. My next big age is 50, so I don't look nothing like it, right? So I'm going to continue to do what I do to keep this black from cracking.
The maintenance, yeah. I think African-American skin has so many good attributes, and it's true that black skin does not crack for a long time. Like, I have 80-year-old women patients who still look good.
Correct.
But I think it's really great, too, that the beauty industry has finally realized with multi-tone cosmetics and, you know, powders, foundations, all of those things are changing, but skincare is different. Like, in skincare, we still don't have skincare that's specific for African-American skin, not very much of it anyway. So it'll be interesting to see, like, if injectables ever will catch up with different types of injections for different types of skin and races.
So your product, honestly, the blue
hydration.
I would die without it. My skin literally drinks that and the white.
That's the vitamin C. Those are her two favorites. But
I don't live without them. I don't know if it was made for black skin, white skin, Hispanic, whoever skin. My skin be glowing. I don't wear makeup at all, and I don't have black stuff under my eyes. I can walk out of the house like this. And I'm very confident, so, and I'm very, very OCD about my skin. So if I see something like today I'm here for these.
The nasal folds. Today we're going to treat under eyes, just a little light hydration, and then nasolabial folds. And I think in all women, and especially in African-American women, that's one of the first areas of concern is under eye hollow, because they have good skin texture and support mostly everywhere, but the thin skin under the eyes ages fastest and first.
Correct.
How about you, Brittany?
Am I getting poked today?
Are you getting get poked today? No.
I'm a chicken. She looks so amazing, but, you know,
You're nervous. You're still nervous. Your hair looks amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love it.
It's the COVID. It's the go-to.
Quarantine.
Quarantine hair. Because can't go get it done at the beauty salon. So
you got braids.
Yes.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. I love the curls. What have you done for your face before? Are you open and transparent with that or not so much?
Yes. You have been amazing to do my under eyes, my nasal
folds.
What else?
I think you had your cheeks a little bit.
Oh.
A little Botox, a little sprinkle. So these are two beautiful ladies who you would think don't need anything, but just kind of the preventative maintenance is what's keeping it that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think so, too. So, well, any words of advice for our 20-year-olds out there, 30-year-olds?
Me, personally, I will tell you, honestly, you can look beautiful, young. The best way to keep yourself looking that way at that moment, I wish I had started earlier so I could have prevented the things that I'm having to do more of now, but...
Yeah, I would have started eye cream definitely in high school if I knew better, or at least in college by the 20s. You need to start your eye cream. Like, nobody tells you that. You don't think of eye cream when you're 20.
It's very thin under here, so what do you expect is going to happen? So I lost a lot of, density here, and so since then she filled it in. It looks totally different. I'm not dark. I had so many lines in my neck.
Yeah.
Like, even though I was skinny, I had those nasty lines, and it makes
like
you look older.
Like these creases right in here.
So she filled them up, and it produced more collagen. So it's been a while, and
it
still looks
really good
already.
Yeah. Even despite being on your phone for 3 months at home looking down all
day. Yeah, with the technique. Yeah, she calls it technique. When you hold your head down there, and it's the accordion neck. Yeah. But just take care of your skin. If you don't go see... dermatologist or Dr. K. I prefer Dr. K. I know people fly. All my friends come from Alabama and everywhere. They'll come here and see her before because I tell them, I look like this.
Sweet.
And I look like that. So they're like, ooh, girl, I want to look like you. You can't look like me, but you can look close.
You can't look exactly like her, yes. What's coming up next for you in terms of television and Hollywood? And you did the whole Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I always say it wrong. And then you went to Africa for a bit.
Yes. And so we were working on production in Africa. That was supposed to start in March. But due to COVID, we won't be doing that.
Which country in Africa?
In Lagos, Nigeria.
Oh, perfect.
So we will be doing it. But right now I'm doing something big for the kids.
What?
That did not go to prom in 2020. Mm-hmm. So I've got some big announcements coming up. They should be looking out. We will have your prom.
All right. Where can people find you? What's your Instagram?
SHUNLOVE, Shawn Love.
So check her out. Yeah. And Brittany, how about yourself? Where can people find out an excellent concierge medicine doctor who will come to your house and take the best care of you?
Absolutely. Anything you can get done in an urgent care, you can get done in the privacy of your own home. You can find me at Dr. Nurse Hicks on Instagram.
Yes.
There you have it.
Yes.
So, well, it's so great to have you in the office. Let's get those faces beautiful.
Thank you.
And everybody out there, stay safe, wear your masks. And if you're protesting in support of George Floyd, which I am in full support, just want to encourage you to project love and positivity and happiness and change. Like, that's the most important thing, is that this doesn't stop with just a few, episodes of in the news. It needs to be long-term progressive change.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of people think that, they, like, when Trayvon Martin, when this happened to Trayvon Martin and all of these different people, I think George Floyd was just...
the culmination.
It was too much. So, people need to understand that we are here to stay. And so one thing about Black people, we've taken a lot. So so it's time to power to the people.
Power to the people. And it's time for every culture,
time for change,
including my culture, Indian culture, Hispanic culture, Asian
Correct.
Culture. All of us, to some extent, there's colorism within all of our cultures where lighter skin, brighter tones are like looked at as better, more beautiful, more like in the media. And I think it's really important to just shed that and retrain our children and retrain our heads to think in terms of seeing a person, and not a color. Absolutely.
Honestly, yeah. I've always said there is no race. It's human race. Once you stop saying, are you black, white, Hispanic, or whatever, until that happens, there's always going to be a divide amongst the races. So until we understand that we're all humans, mm-hmm. and it's a human race, it's going to be chaos.
That's right. It's a beautiful human race, and women out there are going to help spear the change. I feel
for
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because we teach the children and the, you know, the future generations, and I'm proud of everything you guys are doing.
Thank you. And yeah. we're proud of you, and I just want everybody to just love everybody. Why not?
There you have it.
Yeah.
We'd be more a happy place.
Yeah.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful, and Bye. Don't forget to check out these two amazing ladies and tune into Beauty Bites. My podcast is available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, everywhere you download your podcasts. And if you haven't ever heard a podcast, it's time. It's time to listen and learn while you're shopping, in the car driving, in the shower, always learning. So check it out. Bye for now.
Bye.